Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So, wow. So, right off the bat, we see the mark even before we get into the book. Now, the next one, next slide. Now, this one's hard to see, so I have to help you out with this one. Well, what they say is that they remove the these and thous and made it more clear and replaced it with you. Well, if you're going to do a word-for-word translation, whenever you see thee, thou, thine, thyself, these are singular pronouns. So the easy way to remember, if it starts with a T, it's singular. Here's an example. Thou shalt not kill. It's talking to you personally. It says, it says, make thee an ark of gopher wood. So we know that the subject is talking to one person here. Now the plural form starts with Y. You get ye, you, your and yours, yourselves and so forth. And I'll give you an example. It says, have ye not read? For I give you good doctrine. So it's talking to a plural group of people. So if you take the thee out and replace it with you, you just confuse the reader. You just change singular to plural.
Unless you're in the South.
Excuse me?
Unless you're in the South, you say you are.
Oh, y'all. I get that a lot. You all. Don't you remove the you all. I got to say that. Wow. So it gets a little fishy there when we start playing with the words there because you lose the intent of what God had there. Let's go to the next slide. Looking, it says the king... While passing off as a true Texas receptionist, the New King James ignores the receptionist over 120 times. I just put a few of them here, but it omits hail 22 times and replaces it with hey or shoal. It omits the word blood, repent, heaven, God, Lord. Now, you remember Steve's song Sunday? About Jehovah?
Yeah.
Well, you won't find Jehovah in the New King James Bible. What is Jehovah? Yeah, so it's removed. And the term New Testament is also omitted. Wow. Isn't that tough? You can't find God's name in His Holy Bible? Think about it. All right. We'll go to the next one. Now what we're going to do, we're not going to hold you long tonight, but we're going to take a look at a few things that the New King James does. And we already did this one last week. It removed the word study just like the other Bibles. I don't know if you can read that, but I would write this scripture down. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Here's what the Bible, King James says. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The New King James says,
thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.